it's the sun. I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one.
Welcome to our service for the 21st of June 2020, Father's Day. This week we continue to look at our foundations of our Christian faith as we ask the question, does God still heal today? There, of course, will be a video to follow on from here on the website if you want to go deeper into that. And later on, Fleur will be speaking to us about, does God heal today? No doubt many of you will be keen to hear about St. Thomas's on Bibury Lane in Bedhampton opening for private prayer. Earlier on this week, the government announced that we were allowed to open for private prayer. That's individuals or households under the same roof come in for their own prayer time in St. Thomas's. And I can announce today that we will be doing that moving forward between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Wednesdays and Sundays. And you can come along to St. Thomas's, and because a number of people have volunteered to help supervise that, we can open the doors for you. So that's between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Sundays and Wednesdays, either on your own or if you are with people who live under the same roof with you. There'll be instructions as you enter the building on how we can minimise the possibility of spreading the coronavirus should anyone have it. But do come along and enjoy that quiet space. Or, of course, continue praying where you are right now, because we know that God hears us wherever we are. One of the things I say to couples when they come to see me about getting married in our parish is that I'm a huge fan of marriage. And of course, you would hope I was, wouldn't you, as the rector of Bedhampton Parish. But I truly am. I think setting a couple up as they walk down the aisle on that day and their marriage lies out before them on the foundations of Jesus is huge and massively important to our society. Which is another reason why I love celebrating milestones. And next week, actually, on the 27th of June, is mine and Susie's anniversary. But that's not what we're celebrating. What we're going to celebrate is actually a milestone of 50 years as Sandra and Alec Matthews have been married for 50 years next Saturday. Golden anniversary. Sandra and Alec, from all of our family at Bedhampton, we say congratulations. Celebrate. Blow the roofs off. Well done. I do hope that you enjoy next Saturday. And talking of milestones and talking of legacies, don't forget those two questions that I'm asking you to send a video to me about or to send me an email about. Those two questions are, how did you come to be part of our church in Bedhampton? That may have been more recently on the internet, or even you've been here for a very long time. And the second question is, when has God met you in a life-changing way? Do, before this coming Friday, do send me those videos or just an email to say that, and we'll share those together, because again, it's important to share these stories. Just as we're sharing and celebrating with Alec and Sandra next Saturday, it's important to celebrate what Jesus is doing in our lives here in Bedhampton and indeed around the world. So send those to me before Friday and I'll see what I can do about sharing those next weekend. Of course, today is Father's Day. That's another reason to celebrate, isn't it? But as we know, actually, there are many, many feelings about Father's Day. In many ways, it's a bittersweet day, isn't it? Some of us will be celebrating with fathers and giving them a nice chilled day, thanking them for all that they do for being our dads. Others of us will be remembering our dads who are no longer with us. And yet, still, there are some of us who actually don't have good memories of our fathers. Wherever we land in that, let's take some time to be quiet now to pray to God and to come before our Heavenly Father, who is a reflection of all a father could possibly be. I know as a father, I couldn't measure up to our Heavenly Father, but he's there before me, showing me the way. So let's take some time to be quiet and pray now. Father God, we come before you as we bring to mind the fathers that we know. We thank you for your example that goes before us, the perfect Father. We know, Lord, that mere humans cannot measure up to that example. And so we lift all fathers to you. We bring before you any hurts that we may have in relation to fathers, asking for your healing on our hearts and our minds. We bring before you those who mourn the loss of fathers, thanking you for the lives of those fathers when they were with us, asking for your peace on our hearts now. And we celebrate fathers. We celebrate those who have become fathers this year. We celebrate those who have been fathers for many years. We know that our country is in need of father figures. And we thank you for those men who have stood up, to be fathers to the fatherless, praying for your inspiration upon more men to do just that. Lord, would you bless all those dads today as they take some time to reflect? Would your Holy Spirit guide them? And as we come to worship you here today, Father, would your Holy Spirit guide us in all that we do? Would our worship be acceptable to you? Amen. As we talk about healing today, Donna and Phil recorded a song for us to either listen to or to join in with. And so now we hear Beauty for Brokenness.
Beauty for brokenness, hope for despair. Lord, in your suffering world, this is our prayer. Bread for the children, justice, joy, peace. Sunrise to sunset, your kingdom.
Yeah.
Thank you to Donna and Phil for leading us in that. And now we're going to have our readings from the Bible. We're going to hear from Neville, who's going to read a psalm, and then from Colin, who will read from the Gospel of Luke.
This reading is Psalm 5. Listen to my words, Lord, consider my lament. Hear my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my request before you and wait expectantly. For you are not a God who is pleased with wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. The bloodthirsty and deceitful you, Lord, detest. But I, by your great love, can come into your house. In reverence I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with malice. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they tell lies. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favour as with a shield. This is the word of the Lord.
The second reading comes from Luke chapter 5, verses 17 to 26. One day as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who'd come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there. And the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles and into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he'd been lying on and went home, praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you guys for reading those scriptures to us. And now I'm really excited to hear from Fleur. Fleur is one of our church leaders. She's one of our wardens. And she normally is part of our family at St. Nicholas, the 9:30. And so now Fleur is going to speak to us about, does God still heal today?
Hi all, Fleur here. I feel incredibly privileged that Max asked me to speak on the subject of, does God heal today? So I've prepared some notes and I'm mostly going to read from those, and I hope you find it beneficial, and I hope God speaks to you during this time. So I'm going to start by saying something quite bold. The whole of Jesus's ministry is based on healing, about healing our sinful nature and reconciling us to God. So, does God heal today? Such a big question with such an obvious answer. Yes. We are all here by God's mercy. We have all been healed. Praise the Lord. God is the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. God heals you and God heals me. But you may feel shortchanged with such a succinct response. So I'm going to look at three types of healing, from the miraculous to the everyday, and conclude that God is in all our victories, and perhaps most importantly, in the journey of our overcoming. So the first is healing of hearts, the second is healing of minds, and the third is healing of bodies. Healing of hearts. This healing is amazing and so subtle. In this category, I'm going to throw in healing of relationships, of reconciliation between friends and from sinful passions. Has any one of you had a change of heart? Has anyone had a mirror shown at them which caused them to make a change? Has anyone been led to come to their brother and bridge that gap? Has anyone felt the Holy Spirit prompt them to apologise? Do you think your change of heart has been a result of someone else's prayers? Of their prayers for healing for you? Of their prayers of healing for a situation they are in? Of an injustice they are experiencing? Let's not be arrogant and ignore that maybe we might be part of the problem. God heals hearts. God heals our hearts. The second is healing of minds. This healing gives me images of darkness, of dark attitudes, of fear, of corruption, of worry, of misplaced trust. But the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And that's from John 1:5. This lockdown has been hard for me. I'm now looking after three children full time with nowhere to take them and not much to do. It has been a struggle. I've been sick of people saying what a precious gift this is. But then God sent me this passage. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. And that's John 15:13. My life is not my own. I have laid down my life to serve Christ. I don't serve him the way I want to. I serve him the way he has called me. God is working to change my attitude. I pray that God heals my attitude every day. And it is every day. My mind chases self-preservation and my mind justifies my actions. My mind compares my actions against others. My mind is a pit of darkness to fester, but the darkness will not overcome the light. Jesus is my Redeemer. He is the one who sees my shame and calls it out. He heals my mind. Okay, and coming to the third, healing of bodies. Is this the one you've all been waiting for? Is this your idea of healing, of the lame walking and the blind seeing? Healing of the body is a miraculous sign and wonder, but it isn't any different from the miraculous God we speak to and serve every day. I feel like people are able to accept the notion of God, but healing seems to be a step too far. Is that like you? Why? Perhaps by being narrow-minded to bodily healing, we are limiting the invitations God has to heal. Or perhaps we have prayed for healing for ourselves or for others and have been left sorely disappointed. Have you experienced any healing? Is there past bodily healing in your life that you need to acknowledge and be thankful for? I use the analogy of wearing glasses. I take my glasses for granted. I wear contact lenses. But without them, I'd be totally stuck. That is a form of bodily healing. I have been given that gift of sight. I think we often forget to be thankful of healing we don't recognise as actual healing. Are we focused on what we haven't got rather than what we have? But don't worry that you think I might cop out on bodily healing. I have seen and been part of miraculous healing. At New Wine last year, we all attended the preaching sessions by Jordan Seng. I have his book on supernatural ministries. It's amazing. I will show a picture of it at the end. I remember thinking, wow, Not only does God do so much for me, he also offers to heal me of actual ailments. This seems like such a bonus for being a Christian. Our God loves us so much that he will heal us of our pain. How amazing and how totally undeserved. Jordan saying offered opportunities for healing ministry at the end of every talk. Vicky Spencer and I prayed for a lady who was a carer for her wheelchair-bound husband. Her name was Dina. Vicky is so wonderfully outgoing in these situations. She had signed up to be a prayer ambassador with Nikki Neville. And because they were a bit short, they asked church leaders to come forward. Prompted by God and John, I proudly stepped forward to pray. Dina began to explain why she'd asked for prayer. She had experienced great pain in her leg and she was so worried that this might prevent her from caring for her husband. Vicky and I started praying. Quite soon after we began, I got an image of red fire, orange and yellow, all encompassing a bone and muscle. I then felt an overwhelming urge to place my forehead on Dina's leg, which I did. I went off carrying on with my day, and Vicky stayed with Dina and went to meet Dina's husband. We had been told by Jordan Seng to expect healing, to treat healing as an obvious ministry, to be prepared to be healed, to humble ourselves through fasting, to lay hands, to be healers, to be God's vessels. How much do we do that in our own lives, in our own church? At the beginning of the year, I heard some devastating news about a friend of a friend. I passionately prayed for his healing. I wanted to visit him, and I wanted to pray personally with him for healing. I wanted to touch him. But what kind of crazy person does that? Says, I'd like to heal you of this devastating condition. But it's not me that's healing. And what a wonderful opportunity to further see God's power. I think one of the things holding me back is what happens when that healing doesn't happen. How do I explain that I have so passionately prayed for something and it's not come about? I think that takes a confidence of faith. To pray as the Holy Spirit would prompt you to pray. And also to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you understanding of a situation. A situation that actually you may not see the whole part of. I will ask God to present me with an opportunity to pray for his healing, my friend of a friend. And I will ask God for boldness to act upon these opportunities. And Dina, she was relieved of pain in her legs. Amen. Praise the Lord. In summary, healing is every day. It's the miraculous. And it's also the still, small voice. It's heart, it's mind, it's body. It's Jesus's ministry, and it is to be asked for. Perhaps we can be bold together this morning and hold a virtual healing ministry. I have no idea how this will work, but let's put our needs before the Lord this morning. Let's ask him for healing. Let's ask for healing for behaviours that cause us shame. Let's ask for healing from pain that limits our lives. And let's ask for healing for our own control so that we may trust in him forever. I'm going to read something from Psalm 5:3. And then perhaps we can share a time together of quietness and think about those questions and think about the words of this psalm. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly.
Thank you for sharing that, Fleur. That was really helpful. And it actually makes me want to take some time now to be open to God's healing. Now, I don't know where you are. I don't know what time you are watching this. But as we were reminded, God is the same right now, wherever you are, as he will be in the future, as he has been in the past. And so you don't need me to be with you to be open to God's healing. Wherever we are, we can be open to that. So we're going to take some time now to be quiet, to pray a little, to come before God's Spirit with our requests for healing. I'm going to read a little bit of scripture and then I'll pray. And you can lift either yourself or whoever you would ask God for healing for to God. And then I'll read some more scripture as we finish in our prayer to Him. So wherever you are right now, just take some time to be quiet. Bring before God in your mind those that you would be seeking healing for. As I read part of that psalm we heard earlier on. Listen to my words. Lord, consider my lament. Hear my cry for help. My King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly. We come before you, God, knowing that you are keen to bring healing. We come before you, God, in all our realness, knowing that there have been times where we have not seen healing. But we trust in you. We trust in your Spirit. We know that you can heal. We know when we ask for good gifts, that you are a Father who desires for us to have those good gifts. And so now, Lord, we lift to you our request for healing. For those that we know who are not with us right now, perhaps even around the world, we lift them to you. Holy Spirit, bring your healing power. For those who are in mental anguish, for those who need healing of the mind and the heart, we lift them to you. Holy Spirit, bring your healing power. And for ourselves, for the areas that we would have healing, physical, spiritual, mental, we bring to mind those areas, Lord, that we desire healing in ourselves to you. Holy Spirit, bring your healing power. And because we know, Lord, that it is your Spirit that brings healing through Christ, we will remember these words. Christ be with me. Christ within me. Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, Christ to win me, Christ to comfort and restore me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ in quiet, Christ in danger, Christ in hearts of all that love me, Christ in the mouth of a friend and stranger. Amen. That's worth remembering, isn't it? Often we see medical healing, sometimes we see spiritual healings, but actually often God will use us to bring healings as well, in the mouth of a friend and a stranger. Sandra now brings us the rest of our prayers for this week.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, Lord our God. You are the giver of life. We put our faith in your goodness, and though our faith is often as small as a mustard seed, it is a mighty God who believes in us. We give you thanks and praise for the beauty and wonder of creation, and for this day of the summer solstice. We continue to pray for our nation at this critical time of uncertainty and anxiety surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic. Now more than ever, Lord, we ask for your presence in our lives to lift our hearts. Give wisdom and discernment to our political leaders, and courage and compassion as they tread uncharted paths. We bring before you those who face uncertainty concerning their finances, jobs, and their children's schooling. We remember homes where people are not coping well, and where there are struggles in relationships as a result of many weeks of confinement. We ask you to strengthen and support all who are overwhelmed by the storms of life, and give blessings and strength to those within our community who bring help to others. We pray for nations that endure hostility and mayhem through war or natural disaster. Help us to do whatever we are able to bring comfort and relief to them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for our parish here in Bedhampton and for Max, our rector, as he continues to maintain church life. With virtual service and the planned safe opening of our church for private prayer today, we pray for those who are weary in body, mind and soul. Renew their strength and refresh their spirit. We pray also for the people who are in need of your healing and mentioned in our weekly sheet, and for the families of those who have recently died. In a moment of quiet, we pray for those dear to our own hearts. And finally, Lord, may we never lose sight of things eternal amongst all that happens in our lives. God of the longest day, may our lives be a long day for you, always reflecting your light, open and awake. Amen.
And we bring the prayers that Sandra brought us and our healing prayers together in the prayer that Jesus himself taught us, as we say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And we now sing that song that talks of our creed. I believe.
The all-creating one, God Almighty, through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior. I believe in God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Forgiveness is in you. Descended into darkness, you rose in glorious life, forever seated high. I believe in God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three.
as we come to the end of our time here together. Let me remind you that I pray every Wednesday morning for God's kingdom to come here in Bedhampton. And you can join me in that online. You can find out how to do that by looking at the service sheet or by going to the website. But do join me, whether it's online or whether you pray wherever you are, for God's kingdom to come in Bedhampton. Without prayer, we might as well stop now. But actually, with prayer, there is no stopping us. And don't forget about answering those two questions. Get that to me by Friday. How did you come to be part of our church? And when has God met you in a life-changing way? To all the fathers out there, have a fantastic day. And also, just a little bonus extra, if you're into dad jokes, I share some really dodgy dad jokes with our young people. We had a youth celebration during the week, which we put online, and it was all about being a good egg. And boy, did I come up with some dodgy dad jokes. If you hang around to the end, you might be able to hear some of those. But actually, as we finish our time together, let me take some time to pray for us as we go out, and we are God's people in his kingdom in Bedhampton or wherever you live. Let's pray together. Our merciful Father gave us his Son, Jesus Christ, to be our good shepherd. And in his love, lay down his life and rose again for us. May he keep us always under his protection and give us grace to follow in his steps. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit go with you and those you love always. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Have a fantastic week.
God of the poor.
Why is a bear brown and hairy? Because if it were white and smooth, it would be an egg. I bought a Dalek egg timer. After 2 minutes, it says, egg terminate. Where do the toughest chickens come from? Hard boiled eggs. What do you call an adventurous egg? An explorer, of course. What train do the eggs take to school? The Hogwarts Express. What day do eggs hate the most? Friday. Who tells the funniest egg jokes? A comedian hen. Oh. Why did the Easter egg hide? It was a little chicken. What crime is an egg most afraid of? Poaching! Why should you never tease an egg? Because they can't take a yolk. How do monsters like their eggs? Terror fried. What did the egg say to the mixer? I know when I'm beaten. How many eggs does it take to make a stink bomb? Quite a few. What do you call a mischievous egg? A practical yoker. What happens when an egg hears a joke? It cracks up. Bye!